The military wants to create a new 125,000-square-mile training range in the interior and Gulf of Alaska. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The U.S. military says it needs more space and different terrain in order to train for 21st century warfare. So the Alaskan Command is proposing changes to training ranges around Fairbanks, Eielson Air Force Base, and Fort Greely that are all part of the 67,000-square-mile Joint Pacific-Alaska Range Complex. The command also is proposing adding a larger military operations area north and south of the Denali Highway, extending nearly to the Glen Highway around Sutton, and it would expand access to training areas and allow development of new ranges, facilities, restricted airspace, and airspace corridors. If the federal government approves the proposal, it also would add 58,000 square miles of open ocean and airspace in the Gulf of Alaska for more naval exercises. Air Force Captain Uriah Orland, an Alaskan command spokesman, says the resulting 100,000 square mile Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex is needed to enable personnel and equipment from all the armed services to train jointly under realistic conditions.
When we're deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever we are, we fight together as a single team, as a joint team. And to prepare for that battle scenario that we have, it's imperative that we train that way as well. And that's really what we're developing and trying to push for, is that the Army and the Air Force train together so that they, you know, while the Army is doing ground maneuvers, the Air Force is doing close air support and that support overhead, just like they do in Afghanistan or wherever they may be.
The Alaskan Command's proposal notes that Alaska already has several large training ranges surrounded by vast areas of open country that's generally sparsely populated, and it has a clean and uncluttered electromagnetic environment and a strategic location. But there's no guarantee the Alaskan Command's proposal will be approved in its present form. The military has completed initial studies with findings on the expansion's anticipated impact on aviation, wildlife, and other resources, and access to backcountry, to name a few. The military is now beginning to compile an environmental impact statement on the plan, and as part of that, it's soliciting public input. The Alaskan Command has scheduled 7 public meetings on the proposal to be held in mid-January around the state. Those include 4 meetings in the interior, 1 in Delta Junction on January 19th, 2 in Fairbanks on January 20th, and 1 in Healy on January 24th. The Navy is seeking further public comment on the environmental impact statement for its part of the proposal when the service's EIS is issued sometime this month. The Navy held its public meetings on the proposal in January of this year. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.